Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klal Samachala from our learning Simon Beis. So now there are multiple brachas which Chazal put in place for the purpose of Birchas Areach. And there's a bracha of a klali sikha bracha of Berei Minei Besamim. There's a bracha on things which grow like a savim as grasses, Berei Isvei Besamim. Berei Atzei Besamim, things which grow on tree or tree like types of plants. Then there's two more brachas, and he's going to talk about the bracha, a bracha on fruits which also have a beautiful smell. So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that besides giving us fruits which are tasty, and when we eat them we make a bracha on the achila, we also thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this, the beautiful smell which comes with them. And the bracha is Asher Nosen Reich Toev HaPeres. So now the Chayyadim is going to discuss a few points about that bracha. There is one more bracha, which is a bracha on shemen, which has a beautiful smell, barei shemen orev, and we will see more details about all of these different types of brachas as we go through the klal. But for now, the Chayyadim is going to focus on the bracha of asher nosan reich tov baperos imu pri shiroi la'achilo. So this halacha only applies to a fruit, something which is edible. So because it's edible and it also has a beautiful smell, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave peros, and with the peros he also gave a reich tov. Alva gav shedaroy l'chile ela yedei teruvis. So even if though it's something which the only way you eat it is when you mix it with other things, you have some spices which are used primarily for eating purposes, to spice different foods. But you only use them in a teruvus. But since their primary function is achila, so they have this element of that they are food items which also have a smell. Become welcome kimish ikra l'achila mevorachin asher nosan reich tov haperos. So we will see that this gets involved in some of the kitchen spices. It would sound like the bracha should be asher nosan reich tov haperos. So we will see more about that as we go along. Now, he points out that the bracha is asher nosan reich tov haperos. Kenu hanusach b'chol ha'poskim v'loi hanosin. So some have, there is a version of the bracha of hanosin reich tov haperos, not asher nosan, that the Bershom did give, but rather hanosin that he gives now in the present. And he points out that the appropriate bracha, the poskim all feel that the bracha is to be said in Lashon Ovar, not in Lashon Hoiva, in the regards to this. Now he goes through a list of items, which I do not know exactly what these items are, but we get the basic idea. He says, G'gon egos muskat v'tzitrin v'aflitzin v'estrig v'shayim v'sashonim. So an example which we would have for this is apples. Apples have a very nice smell. So a person would make a bracha asher nosan reich tov haperos when he smells the apple. Now the next step is he talks about an esrog and he says b'shayim moshe shana. So one of the points that the Chayyadim is going to point out as we go along, that this idea that we make a bracha on something which is a food item, it's only when right now it's functioning for smell. But if its primary function is food, and the smell happens to be, I happen to smell it, I do not make a bracha on it. So Birchas HaReach, which happens sort of along the way, Agav Urcha, it's not the main focus of what you're trying to do. You're not Mechavein L'Hariach Boy. You do not make a bracha of Birchas HaReach on it. So that's different than, for example, Achila, where a person, if they would, even they would be eating something, as long as they're doing the act of eating, they have a chiyuv to make a bracha on it. Extending that concept further, it has to be an item which its function is for smell. So foods you can which smell nicely, you might sometimes use them for smell. You might pick it up to smell it. You pick up the apple and you go, ah, geschmack. The poskim will talk about it. When a person picks up a fresh loaf of bread to smell, it has a very geschmack of smell. Maybe you should make a bracha on that. But there has to be an element. Its function is a for smell. The asterisk during Sukkos, arguably, its function is for mitzvah, not for achila, and not for smell. Its function is for mitzvah. So it doesn't function as a food, which would mean that if it's not a sher nosim ratzav peres, it doesn't function as a source of smell at all. That's not its purpose. Its purpose is to be used for mitzvah. So Yishayim Rosh Hashanah, it's not designated for mitzvah purposes. It's a food, and the bracha is a sher nosim ratzav peres. On Sukkos, one should actually try and avoid intentionally smelling it in order to avoid getting involved in the shaila whether one should make a bracha on the esrog during Sukkos. And the Chayyim, again, these are some of the points which are being introduced over here. We will see them again multiple times in the Kalal, and as we do that, they will become clearer. Meanwhile, have a good day.